Dear reader, you have sought knowledge, and you will receive it. And of course, just by asking, we sometimes receive, and sometimes we have to translate the ideas into our own thoughts. Both will be required. But my job of the universe is to shut doors, not unlock them. But what sort of gatekeeper would I be if I did not at least hint where the keys are slash were slash will be? Enclosed is the first step to understanding. Numbers can be used for letters and vice versa. A simple translation, for example, would be a word, or name, for example, Ovid, O-V-I-D. Each letter has a place in the alphabet. O is the 15th, V the 22nd, and so on. Ovid therefore translates as 15, 22, 9, 4. Or should one want to write it? 152,294. This could be done the other way, of course, if one wanted to. But you probably know this already. How is this new? It isn't. Nor is it forbidden. You want the more sweet ideas, the stuff you voted for. Well, doors are locked for a reason, and this is your last chance to turn around. Because once a door is opened, it can never be unopened. Should you want to, go to the website at the end of this message. You may not want to. You may want to reason this is all just a silly game. But 12 people blindly sought something they didn't know anything about. No one offered resistance, an argument against. Milgram explored this idea in one form, but only Maslach argued in Stanford. Didn't use your vote or feel pressured into it by others. This may be explored later, psychologically, alone by you or not. You may think that all of this, all of life, is a game. It may be a game. My role is only a gatekeeper, not a doorman. I will not open the door for you. Your choices are yours. Gibbon explained that with his prophet. The religions were theirs. I, like many, see many facets of a diamond, or many diamonds, dependent on your view. There is at least one diamond, though, and to see it clearly, your eyes need to be opened. The key thing to do is think. It is to look and read, and talk and discuss, and feel and be. Not just by yourself, but with others, and then reflect, alone, by yourself. Someone mentions an idea or quotes something to you. Read the source, or at least around it. Don't just hear those words, but find out the context as well. Take war, for example. War has been declared for everything. War was waged to increase trade. War was waged to get other people addicted to opium. War was also waged, when necessary, to win gold mines, to attain power. Conflict brings pain and suffering, but also new developments. Please be assured that I am in no way for war or pain, nor of those who perpetuate war, suffering, or bring about such. Yet, I would be naive to not acknowledge the advancements in technology, science, medicine, and the very items we are using to communicate now have all come from war and magic. This is where I usually lose people now. Magic became alchemy, became science, became super fast technology. But just as understanding that the willow tree gives medicine, that gives scientists aspirin, which allowed people to focus on a super fast caffeine added drug that targets pain fast, willow trees grow still though. The moon still entrances poets and and astronomers like. Some claim that the phases affect mentality. Horoscope readers align the gravitational fluxes along meridian lines and blah blah blah. You've read all of this before as well, haven't you? But magic works. Not Paul Daniels or David Copperfield illusions. Not cold reading Derek Akars or Darren Brown. This idea of exerting your will upon the universe works. Children note. Parents hearken onto ideas of childhood imagination and fantasy to illustrate ideas, but the imagination gives it the power. The shadows become darker, more real. The light becomes more bright and containing hope. We lose this as adults. I have come to open your eyes and bring you back to that time. All you have to do is trust me. Open your eyes. We will speak soon. Lucinda.